Now, should families who use private tutors to help get their child into a grammar school pay extra tax? According to a report by academics at the UCL Institute of Education, the tax could be used to pay for deprived children to have the same extra lessons. Is this a good idea or just another tax in the middle class? Angela Epstein with us this morning. Good morning to you, commentator. Good morning, Angela. Hello, Angela. Let's see if we can get her back. Bumper Graham with us today. Good morning to you, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts around this?
I think it is worth debating, provided that if the tax that was lifted did go to help working class kids who don't have the same advantages. But I think there's two bigger issues. It's should we have a tax system that is progressive, both in relation to personal and corporate tax? Or should we depend upon, as increasingly is the case, a tax system that's indirect tax with the likes of VAT or passenger duty, sugar tax, tax on plastic bottles, etc. So this would be another form of indirect tax. But I think the bigger and more important issue is a progressive tax system, and that would be used to improve society, because clearly there's a massive social divide between the rich and the poor. And there's another report out this week in the north of England from the Children's Commissioner showing that working class kids are falling way behind those in the south of England. So all round, the issues have to be addressed. And of course, our politicians failed to address the big issue for at least 10 years, and that was the 11 plus was to go and selection was to go, but we still have it.
Angela?
Well, I'm really fed up of this whole idea of the have and the have-nots. Middle-income.
Maybe that's because you're a have, Angela?
No, I'm making an objective. And if I am a have, by the way, I came from quite an impecunious family and won a scholarship to a local school. And when my brother won a place at grammar school, the headmaster said to my mum, if you have to scrub steps in order to find the money to send him there, send him there. And she didn't quite scrub steps, but she worked very hard to pay for it. So I hate this idea that there is a kind of sense of entitlement that somehow people that are haves, and I don't regard myself as a major have, are somehow sailed into this position of solvency without any kind of graft behind it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that families that choose to spend their money on all sorts of things, having spent years as a local and then, you know, regional newspaper reporter and got into homes where you could perceive that they were somehow challenged in terms of finances, and yet have chosen to spend money on satellite dishes and televisions, and that's their choice. I'm not making a judgment on that. People choose to spend the money that they earn the way they do. Now, education and the sense of that you can achieve anything begins in the home. And
that's all very well if you've got the money to buy all of this extra privilege.
It's not a privilege. It's a choice.
It's not a choice if you don't have the money, Angela.
But people choose to spend the money the way they want to choose it. That's the first thing. And second of all...
No, Angela, sometimes people don't have the money in the first place to have choices around
money. Ignoring the fact, Stephen, that every week further research comes out to show that the divide in the UK is getting greater. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And there is no way going forward that kids from working class areas, no matter what their parents may do or may not do, will be able to afford to get into elite grammar schools.
But look at all the people who have... I absolutely accept that that is the case. In certain situations. But equally, look at all the people who have come from beleaguered backgrounds and have made serious strides in professional life because they have been encouraged in the home.
But Angela's about giving...
Let her finish. Hold on. Hold on, Bumper. Let her finish.
Let me finish. They've been encouraged to read. The parents have spent time with them, working with them, helping them. Remember, basic literacy and numeracy is not something that you require specialised tuition for. You need time with a parent. And I have known and met and interviewed countless so-called working-class parents, if you like, or rather parents who are challenged financially, who have invested the time in their children. And I think it's a lazy get-out-of-jail card to say, well, unless you can afford fancy tutors, your child is simply not going to progress. I think it's a very simplistic approach.
But that's not the case. What you're ignoring is about giving every child an equal opportunity. And the way to do that is to have a progressive tax system in this country where we all pay more in our taxes and that we ensure that all our taxes are collected, rather than looking at these forms of indirect taxation. That's the way forward. But this government isn't interested in that, nor were previous governments. So if we're going to have indirect taxes on air passenger duty, cars, insurance, sugar tax, which Stephen must be fearing, then it's critical that we also give young children...
You're a bit fat yourself. You look like you've been on the sugar yourself.
I'm not as bad as I was, Stephen. But the point I'm making is, you know, that you can't give every child the same benefit by that form of taxation. We need to get our tax structures right to give everybody equal opportunities. Everybody's supposed to be at birth born equal. Well, we all know that's a fallacy. It isn't.
Chris Donnelly's a teacher. Do you support the notion of an extra tax, Chris, for those who are using private tutors to get their kids into grammar school so that deprived children can have the same extra lessons?
No, Stephen, I think it's a ridiculous idea. I think that, you know, if we understand what the focus needs to be, it's about creating a level playing field. You don't do that by, in a punitive way, targeting parents. And let's face it, every parent, worth their salt, is going to want to do everything they can to improve the life chances and broaden the experiences of their children. If that involves academic tuition, which happens not just at primary level, but for GCSEs and A-levels, music tuition, swimming lessons, drama lessons, everything that parents will... almost in that idea of concertedly cultivating their children's experiences, that's a good thing that should be encouraged. And yes, I think the idea that we're trying to level the playing field should compel us at a government level to look at where we are targeting resources. So this needs to be about, if it's coming from the angle of creating a level playing field, investing more money in those working class schools to try to redress the imbalance. And also targeting resources towards parents.
Hold on.
Investing in schools, you know, it goes to about employment opportunities, health, housing, education. Absolutely. They're all linked together in this.
Yeah, which is why I said targeting not just the schools, but those working class communities to support parents, to support development. Because it does, as Angela highlighted earlier, when we look at the relative performance academically of children, the background in terms of those children from birth onwards, are their children being read to every night? What is the culture of aspiration within the household? Those are things that you're not going to redress by simply saying we're going to tax some people for tutoring their children. We need to really have a more comprehensive approach towards changing aspiration culture in local communities. So I think this is, you know, I understand the rationale for it, but it's the wrong way to deal with this problem.
Angela?
We've also overlooked the fact that why are children being tutored? Why are they being tutored? I mean, you made the point earlier that everybody is born equal. Absolutely. Everybody should, in an ideal world, have the right, have an equal opportunity to aspire, to aim high, to let their imagination fly. Certainly, there seems to be a rather bizarre situation where it's understood that whatever children are exposed to at school in terms of tuition, it's simply not going to be enough, and it has to be complemented by private tuition and by people outside school. Now, where is the failing? Are schools not doing their jobs properly? Teaching, I have the greatest respect for teachers. I think it's the most incredible vocation, if you can do it. So where are these so-called, in inverted commas, failings? Why are people feeling the need to be tutored in the first place? Why are schools not gifting children with the information and the tuition and the guidance they need to get into the schools they want to get into?
But Angela, I don't think you understand that in Northern Ireland, our education system, where it is good, is excellent, one of the best in the world, but more importantly, it fails the vast majority of our children. And it does go to some of the points Chris and I made, that we need to restructure society and how we provide for our public services. And, you know, I'm saying that if government isn't prepared to do that, then in the interim, if we can tax for this additional tutoring, etc., money can be then put to help disadvantaged young kids at least have an attempt to get on the same level as the others, then we should also support that.
If your schools are failing, then it's like constantly shaving down the legs of a wobbly table until it finally gets even. It never does. If there is a root situation here, there is an endemic issue that is causing the problem, then to chucking taxation policy and new fiscal policies at parents who have a bit more, who work their absolute backsides off. I mean, we talk about the cliche.
Yeah, because other people don't work their backsides off who, by the end of the week, don't have disposable income. I think we keep on missing the point here, Angela, which is there are people who work their backsides off, but because they're being so lowly paid, They're going home. They want their kids to have the same life opportunities as middle class or upper class kids, and they don't have that extra tuition. They're on the back foot.
I'm actually making the point that if the situation is this, as I say, the sticking plaster tuition approach, then invest the time and the money and the resources, not into chucking more punitive measures at those that earn a bit more. I'm not suggesting people don't work as hard as they can be. But look at the reason. I mean, you said schools are failing. That's a devastating statement. It's absolutely devastating. And you can line up tutors from here to kingdom come. That's not going to address the fundamental structural issues in the education issue in Northern Ireland. And taxing the parents that choose to
Bumper?
Get tutors is not going to resolve it.
The problem in this is that the divide is getting greater and greater. We have nurses in the health service having to go to food banks. People 5-10 years ago would have thought that kids of nurses were probably those that may attain greater education qualifications. That isn't happening because they certainly can't afford to go and get tutors for their kids because they're having to
He's
go to
Mark
food
in Belfast.
Banks.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
Very
Stephen,
quickly, man.
Also totally ridiculous to me. Is this not the same thing as saying if somebody has a 4x4 Range Rover, we tax them more so that somebody who doesn't have a car can buy one?
No, it's not the same thing because you shouldn't be comparing a lump of metal to a child.
But you're comparing the capacity of someone who has money to do something with the capacity of someone who doesn't have money to do not
no,
to be able to
I'm,
do it.
I'm resisting the comparison between two lumps of metal comparing cars to two children, Mark.
No, the focus of the conversation is the parents, Stephen. It's not the child.
Well, Mark, if you could afford it, you should be paying the taxes.
But sure, they've afforded it because they've worked for it, Bumper.
Yes, but the tax system is wrong.
We must leave Bumper World now. We're out
thank
of time.
You,
Bumper World is no more. Chris Donnelly, thank you. Bumper and Bumper World, thank you. Angela Epstein, thank you very much indeed.